Thank you. Thank you for your sacrifice and courage. You defended your land and protected your people. You were attacked because of taking a stand after becoming the Islamic Republic of Iran. We thank you, the sons and daughters of Iran, for your self-sacrifice. We thank the mothers who selflessly sent son after son to protect the country. We thank the father who sacrificed his only son. We thank the old lady who gave the one gold bracelet that she owned to help the defense effort. We thank the young bride who sent her newly married husband to the front line, and then he was returned to her in a kafan, a burial shroud. We thank the brothers who were fighting with their bare hands because they had no weapons, because they were not prepared for the Iraqi invasion of the country. We thank those who threw themselves on minefields in order to clear the path for the rest. We thank the women who stayed at the front to defend their land and to help the brothers to nurse them back to health. We thank the people all over the country who volunteered to protect Iran. Thank you to the teenager who decided that going to the war front was more important than his youthful enjoyment. We appreciate the college student who had finally reached his goal of studying at a top university and gave it up to defend his land, his faith. We thank all who put their plans on hold for the sake of the sacred defense. From those who sewed uniforms, donated money, food, and many other items for the war effort, we thank the brothers and sisters who were in the middle of the scorching hot summers in Khuzestan and stood their ground to put up a valiant defense of Iran and freed all occupied areas. We thank those volunteers and soldiers who witnessed one by one his fellow servicemen being martyred around them but continued to fight. We thank those who were captured and tortured by the Ba'athist forces languishing away and wondering if they would ever see their homeland again, if they would ever see their family and friends again. We thank those doing their prayers in their foxholes and fasting in the middle of the hot summer days. We thank the old man that felt it was his responsibility and headed straight to the front. We thank those who defended the land from the seas, the skies, and on the ground. We thank the people who lived in areas that had been taken over by the enemy, but who never gave up, never submitted, and always resisted. We thank those who freed Khorramshahr, Qasr Shirin, Susangerd. We thank those who were injured and continue to suffer 3 decades after the fact, and their families who continue to support them. These are the people of the Islamic Republic of Iran who we salute on this, the anniversary of your sacred defense against Saddam Hussein. You stood up to the whole world and said that you would not allow Iran to be occupied, usurped, and confiscated. Young and old men, women, boys, and girls from the south, north, east, west, and central parts of Iran, all ethnic groups, all came together as one to stop the plots of the enemy. You endured 8 years of pressure, which included chemical weapons, missiles, bombs, assassination, lack of security, air raids, global propaganda, and despite all of this, despite all that you sustained, you thrived. You are the courageous people of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and we salute you and thank you.